Greetings, everyone. This is Jonathan Alexander, editor of College Composition and Communication, and I'm here today with two of the authors of the article, Collaborative Ecologies of Emergent Assessment, Challenges and Benefits Linked to a Writing-Based Institutional Partnership. Joining us are Tyler S. Branson and James Chase Sanchez. Gentlemen, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Joining us also.
Yeah, thank you.
No, not at all. Joining us also is Jens Lloyd, who is the editorial assistant for the journal. So we're going to start with Tyler. I always like to ask a little bit about what brought you to this research, to this particular line of research. Tell us a little bit about your article and give us a sense of the backstory. Why this article? Why now?
Well, the article kind of came about doing the regular day-to-day work of in academia. I don't remember if I was on fellowship at that time. I was a graduate student at Texas Christian University with my co-author Chase Sanchez, and we were working with the formidable Sarah Robbins on a range of assessment projects. And one of Sarah's favorite things to say when we're working on these different kinds of projects together is, well, do you think we can do an article? and it just kind of, we were, TCU was in the early stages of a QEP, and the thematic focus that year was discovering global citizenship. That was the theme on which we were going to compose these documents. And there were a bunch of little initiatives associated with the QEP, and one of them was a visiting scholars program. So there were little mini grants we could apply for. So Chase and I spoke with Sarah, and we decided to apply for a mini grant to bring in the literary figure Ngugi Wa Thiong'o to visit classes and stuff. And we decided to design an assessment project and then link it to the QEP. And then everything just kind of snowballed from there.
Hmm. And so tell us, what specifically does your article focus on then?
Well, so, and Chase can help me here, because we did this research in the spring of 2014. So this is a long-term project, because Chase now lives in Vermont, and I live in Ohio. So this has been a long process. But originally, we decided to bring in Ngugi to campus, and he would visit with classes. He gave a public lecture. And we had instructors reading his novel, a range of his novels. And then we decided to use surveys to ask the students what they got out of it, what they learned. And then we used the QEP rubric to figure out whether they learned something. And we tallied the results, and they were not good. The results ranged from 1 to 4, and barely any of them got above a 2 in terms of quantifying it. So then we decided to go back into it and look at the data with different eyes and to see what we could see.
And I think one of the interesting things from that that project is Tyler and I both, summer of 2014, we spent so many hours coding this data, and I think we were really thinking that students were going to score high on these evaluations, and we were sort of stunned compared to what we thought would happen when a author like Ngugi Wa Thiong'o would come to campus. We thought there would be more ways for them to show that they had discursive theme process came through and was a major part of the article as well.
So if you both had to offer them some takeaways, because you're not arguing against these kinds of collaborative relationships, But clearly you learned a little bit more about how they might be structured. What would those takeaways be?
Well, we talk about several of them in the article, and I think Chase can talk about some of them, but the one that I think is most important to me is that the methodology we used in these collaborative partnerships, I think can be a model for other kinds of large-scale assessment projects. I mean, we had graduate students, instructors, tenure-track faculty members, lecturers, and even a provost of institutional effectiveness were all involved in the data collection. You know, we had senior faculty members coding data with graduate students, and this was a really inherently collaborative process. And that's one of the most important things for me. Chase?
One of the most valuable things in this process was seeing the discursive and non-discursive data together. So when we were doing the thematic process, trying to understand how some of these themes popped up that weren't necessarily discursive forms, I think that really stood out to us. Looking at ways that students were thinking about culture, were thinking about visiting other places, were thinking about embodied learning. And that was something that when you numbered forms, you really wouldn't see. But when we applied that discursive process, I think that's something that really stood out to apply when you're doing assessment, being able to use discursive and non-discursive sort of forms, I think is really important.
I think that's excellent. One of the things that I've learned a lot about doing assessment in my own institutional context is I value the discussions we have more than anything else. The chance to actually sit down and talk about student learning with colleagues from across a range of them. It's really important.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of the most invigorating moments of the whole process was when we were in Catherine's office, the Provost of Institutional Effectiveness, just talking out, like, why are these numbers coming out the way they are? What if we look at the data in a different way? What if we look for themes that emerge? And then how do we think about a thematic analysis of student writing in terms of large-scale programmatic assessment? What would that look like? And just having those conversations was really important, especially as a grad student at the time, talking to a provost about assessment and collaborating with her on a project was really invaluable.
So you say, welcome to the rest of your life.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, to that point, Tyler, I mean, I wonder if I might follow up on that, this kind of iterative collaborative process, obviously with the assessment, but then also with putting this article together, right? So this piece of collaborative writing. And I was looking back in our archive of podcasts, and we only have one other kind of instance of interviewing, you know, more than one author on a kind of collaboratively written piece. So I'm wondering if both of you, and maybe we could start with Chase and then close with Tyler, just kind of maybe talk about what you learned about putting this thing together in a collaborative way, right? This piece of collaborative writing, obviously something we in the field value so much. Maybe some takeaways from actually going through this process of putting an article together, taking it all the way to publication.
And we should note that there are two other authors who are not with us today, Sarah Robbins and Catherine Wellberg. So this is four folks working on a project. So Chase, what have you got for us? Oh, do we lose Chase? We might have lost him.
Kind of looks like it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh, no, there he is. Chase, are you back? Oh, we may have lost him for a little bit. Well, Tyler, I'm afraid it's on you.
Sure. I would say collaborating was, you know, Chase and I have written together before, and Sarah and I actually have as well. So it was familiar grounds for me. And actually, I think it's really important to have writing buddies throughout your career, whether or not you publish together. So it kind of felt natural. I mean, I think the trick is to find mentors who can guide you through the process, but also collaborators who are generous and are willing to learn together. And I think the collaborative process to me isn't so much a hindrance as much as it is a really rewarding experience. It's different, but to me, it feels the most natural.
Good. Let's see. In this collaborative process, we'll try Chase one more time. Chase, can you hear us? Unfortunately, I think we might have lost him. Well, you know, sometimes collaboration works that way. So I only got one more comment. I don't know if you know that Ngugi is actually my colleague here at UC Irvine.
That's right.
And so what a delight to hear about his adventures in Texas.
right.
That's great.
And considering the weather here in Ohio, I wish I was back in Texas just.
Well, listen, it's been great talking with you. We have been talking with Tyler Branson and Chase Sanchez, two of the authors of Collaborative Ecologies of Emergent Assessment, Challenges and Benefits Linked to a Writing-Based Institutional Partnership. You can read the article in the December 2017 issue of CCC. Tyler, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure.